Welcome to the Weight Loss for Nurses podcast, where nurses come to learn how to lose weight for good by ending the BS cycle. So if you are a busy, stressed out nurse, and no matter what you do to lose weight, nothing is working, then you are in the right place. Each week, I will show you how I lost 100 pounds, but more importantly, I will show you how you can be able to enjoy your job and your life. So let's get started. Welcome. If you're new here, welcome. Thank you for coming in and listening. And if you've listened in before, welcome back. So this week, one of my clients was sharing with me that this one strategy, I call it my secret strategy, that I taught her really had her losing weight this week. Something that she's just really not been able to do with all the diets. She's really started diets and never really lost really and then quit. But this is something that she found simple and doable, and it helped her lose weight. And this also she shared with me that this is the one consistent thing she has done. So this strategy, which is very simple, very easy, very doable, that I teach to all my clients, and that is pausing. And, you know, it is something that I've talked briefly about on other episodes, but I really wanted to talk about it like specifically today. And why I think it's the number one strategy for weight loss and something that I have my clients practicing is because it is something that, like I said, it's easy, simple, and doable, and it really makes a difference. So I'll talk today on this episode about what pausing is, about how, you know, how you can do it, and when, like when you can do it. So let's get started here. So what happens is whenever you have the urge to want to eat, what is happening in that moment is you are having, you know, these thoughts in your head. They're popping up in your head that are telling you like you need to eat or you have to go eat. Like it's thoughts that are directing you to go looking for food. That is when you stop and pause. And you're probably wondering like, well, what thoughts? So thoughts like, I wonder what there is to eat right now, or I'm hungry, or I need to eat right now, or I must be hungry, so I should go look for, you know, to see what there is to eat. So when you have thoughts like these that, you know, are like really have you, that urge, the drive that's leading you in the direction to that kitchen, I want you to stop and pause. And in that moment, I want you to breathe before you go do anything else. And when you pause, like that is, it's so important to pause because why you're pausing and when you're pausing, it gives yourself a chance to not act on that urge to eat. Because you are in that moment, you're creating the space to find out if your body actually needs the food. We put food in our body because it's fuel for our body. And so pausing is so critical because it gives us a pattern interrupt, meaning, you know, what we usually do is, and I did this for years until I learned this one, is you have a thought and you automatically go eat. And the reason why we're doing that is because we believe what's in our head, those thoughts that are telling you to eat, to be true. So, but when you pause and then ask yourself a question, so in this moment, you have to ask yourself a question. This is an important part of it. So when you ask yourself the question, am I truly hungry? Then you give yourself the opportunity to allow your brain to go to work in finding the answer. Because remember, right now, what we normally do is we got a thought and we automatically go grab food. But we need to really find out, like get the answer. Like, am I truly hungry? But the thing is, is the reason why that this question is so important is because, and I talked about it in past episodes, is we eat from physical hunger and we eat from emotional hunger. And emotional hunger is fake hunger. So anytime we're eating for not just from fueling our body, it's fake hunger we're eating from. And actually, there are a few other or many other fake hungers. And I'm going to talk about those on next week's episode. But today, you know, what we need to do right now in this moment when we stop is we have to get clear on, is it physical hunger that you're wanting to go eat from? Because the reason why so many of us struggle with our weight is we are eating because of this fake hunger. Remember, when we eat from fake hunger, we are putting more food in our body than our body needs. So really, I tell my clients and I tell everybody, if we only ate from physical hunger and we stopped at satisfied, we would not have extra fat on our body. But because we don't really stop and question, we believe our thoughts to be true. And I talk about this so much. So many of things that are coming in our head, we believe to be true. But it's time to really stop and pause. And that's why I said, like, pausing is done in this moment, in this situation, but you can pause like all the time when you have thoughts coming up, not just about driving you to eat, but things that are not feeling very good about yourself, things you don't say, you know, thoughts you have about yourself. Stop and think in those moments, pause in those moments, and really start asking yourself better questions than the questions you're asking. So let's go back. So interrupting your thoughts and asking, am I physically hungry, will give your brain the opportunity to find the answer. Because every question we ask our brain, it's going to go find the answer. So that's why I say, ask your brain good questions. You want answers that are going to drive you in the direction you want to go. So you ask yourself that question, your brain gives you the answer, and you then make a decision in that moment. Do you go eat or do you not go eat? So it really is like when we talk about we have no control, we get that urge to eat and we just, it feels like food is controlling you. Well, this is how you get the control back. What you do is when you have that answer, then it is, you have 100% control on what you decide to do next. And, you know, you can decide that, you know, you can still go satisfy that hunger. So let's say you get that question and it's coming back as, no, I'm not really physically hungry, but, you know, you decide that you're going to go eat, even though, you know, it's fake hunger you're wanting to eat from. In that moment, that's your decision. Your decision is to eat for temporary satisfaction. And so that then you are deciding in that moment to satisfy that urge, knowing that it's not going to lead you to your goal. It's going to sabotage your goal. Or you can decide in that moment that you really want to reach your goal. So you're willing to be in some discomfort. Like, that's the thing why we go and eat, even though we're not physically hungry, is because we don't want to be in the discomfort we're in. But you know what? And I talk about this on other episodes, on the emotional eating episodes, on discomfort is just a physical sensation in your body and it's not going to kill you. And just being allowing yourself to be in that discomfort and thinking that reaching your goal is more satisfying to you than eating in that moment, that you're willing to wait to eat until you experience true physical hunger, that's how you'll stop sabotaging yourself. That's how you'll lose that weight. And that's how my clients are losing the weight. That's only one part of it, but this is a big part of it. So I'll go over this really quickly because I've talked a lot here. So you have a thought, let's say I'm hungry. I need to go find something to eat. And it's like, it's feeling urgent. The urge is urgent. And before you go grab something to eat, and I know your brain is like yelling at you, go eat. And it's so strong, but stop, pause, breathe, and ask yourself, am I truly physically hungry? And you get the answer. And then you make the decision. Do you eat or do you not eat? And if you do go eat and you're not physically hungry, so you're eating from fake hunger, I do not want you beating yourself up, because this takes practice. And the thing is, the more practice you do, the more you practice it, and the more you practice it, the better you'll get at it. The more you'll really understand, like, yes, that I don't want to go eat. Yes, I can sit with that discomfort. Yes, my goal, reaching my goal is so much more important. And so this is why diets don't work, because they don't teach you how to stop eating when your body doesn't need the food. They teach you follow this diet, but your brain is there. Your brain is going to throw things out at you. And that is why this is so important, to stop the dieting and start doing this work. And I know if you practice this consistently, you will start losing weight without changing anything. It works. And that's how, you know, really I keep my weight off as well. I practice this. Like, I have a human brain just like you. My brain has the same thoughts as you, and which create that urge to eat. But I'm just really good at questioning those thoughts. I'm really good at listening to the answers and then really eating when I'm just truly physically hungry. That's it. Just eat from true physical hunger. And don't get me wrong, there are some times that I still choose to have, like, to go eat, but I know it's a choice, because I have 100% choice in that moment. And in that moment, I make the decision. And I know what's the consequences of it. So if you find this helpful and you would love to, you know, learn more and hear more, then please leave me a review, because that's the way, you know, I'll come up more for you. And also it really helps other people find me as well. So please leave me a review. Come back next week and listen to Fake Hungers, because that's what we're going to talk about next week. So have an amazing day. Bye-bye. Thank you for listening to the Weight Loss for Nurses podcast, where my goal is to help you end the BS cycle so you can start enjoying your job and your life and lose weight for good. To learn more about working closely with me, please visit me at KarenShable.com, and I'll see you next week.